We are learning Mesechtas Chulin Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Tzayin Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah. Choymer bechelev mibedam. We know in the Pasuk there's Isser Chelev and Isser Dam. It's actually in the same Pasuk. There's one Pasuk that says Kochelev Chodam Leschelu. You should not eat Chelev or Dam. They both chayev Karas. So is there any differences between them? Zok the Mishnah, yes. There are Chumras of Chelev or Dam. And there's chumras v'choymer b'dam mibechelev. And there's some things that dam is more chumra than chelev. Choymer b'chelev. What's the chumra of chelev over dam? Sha'chelev moyalim boy. Topic of Yizayin Ralf. There's an ism ilo. If it's a carbon, the chelev of a carbon, which is kachi Hashem, it doesn't go to the kahanim. It goes on the mizbeach. The halach is that there's me'ilo on that. Masha'inkin on the dam, there's no me'ilo. Moyalim boy. Number two, v'chayiv, and we'll see in the Gemara why you're not chayiv me'ilo on dam, because chayiv is part of a carbon also. We'll see in the Gemara why not. But on chaylev, there is me'ilo, there is an isim me'ilo, where the Torah says that if someone has hanah, has benefits from a carbon, he has to bring a carbon asham, if he does a b'shoigig. Me'ilim boy, v'chayiv malav, mishum pigol, v'noiser, v'tomei. And the halach is that he's chayiv on chaylev, pigol, noiser, and tomei. That if the carbon is a carbon that had a bad machshava, the machshava was to eat this carbon chutzes manai, chutzes mkaimai, then if you eat the chaylev, it's a pigle, and a noiser as well. If it's left over more than the time that it's allowed to eat this carbon, if you eat the chaylev out of this time, you chayef a noiser. V'tamei also, you chayef a tamei. Shenkev adam, dam does not have these chiyuvim. Does not have these chiyuvim of pigle, noiser, tamei, or the isseme ilah. So that is a chumra that chaylev has over dam. The Gemara is learning from drashas. Pigol is the easy one. You don't need a drasha because pigol only applies to things that have a matir, that are that something else is matirit. Dam is the matir itself. Therefore, there's no dim pigol on the dam. But the other three, we'll see, it's a miyut in the psukim. That dam doesn't have those things, but chaylev does. But chaymer, huh? All right, it's pigol, but the dam itself doesn't become pigol because dam is the matter itself. Pigol only becomes on the things that are becoming mutter, or becoming mutter to mizbech. Becoming mutter to mizbech, but something that's the matter itself does not have pigol. Now, what's the chaymer of dam over chaylev? The chaymer of dam, shadam noig bebehema chayv oif. Dam is noig by behema chay and oif, bein temeim, bein terim. All animals, including wild animals and birds and temeim, all have isadam. Mashenkin v'chaylev. It's only by behema Torah. The pasuk says that the issa chaylev is dafka from a carbon that you can be makriv on the mizbeach, and dafka behema, not a chayo oif, and not a non kosher animal because that can be pro on the mizbeach. So chaylev is unique. It's only by the chaylev has the issa chaylev is only by a behema Torah. That's the only time you have an issa chaylev. Mashenkein by dam, that's by all animals. All animals, like the Pasuk says, Dab b'nei sholem, kol chelev shor v'chesev eiz lois techelu. And the Pasuk Chav Hei says, ki kol oichel chelev m'na behema, shiye yakriv m'mena, ish la Hashem, v'nichas shor ha-nefesh ha-cheles m'ya meha. Then it says, v'chol dom lois techelu, v'chol m'shechem lo'oif v'la behema. That's the Pasuk by dam. While kaponim, by chelev, it's only by behema that can be makriv, which is behema tayyiv. So this is the chumra we have of a chelev over dam, and dam over chelev. How do we know? Now, this Gemara's question is like this. We know that there are certain kabbonis that only have me'ila after you makriv it. For example, kachim kalam, ashlamim, when you makdish ashlamim, this behemah is ashlamim now, before you bring it and you shecht it in the Beis Mikdash, there's no me'ila on that because it belongs to the Bailam, it's mamon Bailam. After you shecht it, the emurim, which are slated to go to the Mizbeach, have me'ila. Mashenkin, the meat can be eaten, there's no me'ila. Who told you that the chelev ever gets me'ilah on a kachim kalim? Who told you? Me'echetesa. Like Rashi says, not me'ilah, the chelev yesh boi me'ilah, v'loi maflig, dafilu chelev kachim kalim, afgav deim beha me'ilah b'chayayim, domon b'ayilmeim, still yesh me'ilah k'memorayim, achas yudom. Who said emurim, basically the question really is, who said emurim have me'ilah? Bishlam a kachim kachim, b'chayayim, ready to isim me'ilah. So when you shecht it, all it did was matir the boss of the people. But it never said that the rest of it, the me'ilah fell off. So there's me'ila. But Mashen Kachem Kalam, which is Mamon Bailam, whatever gave it a dim me'ila? Where do you see that the Emurim have a dim me'ila? Chelev is part of the Emurim. The Emurim are part of the behemoth that goes on his back. So Menon Emurim, Rav Yanni Yom Tomakro, Pasuk says, by the Parakoy Mashiach, that you have to makriv the imurim, and it says like this: Kasha yuram mishar zevach hashlam vektira makayin amazbeach oila al mizbeach oila. So what does it say? Kasha yuram mishar zevach hashlam. And the pasuk says, it says clearly, enumerates clearly which imurim you have to makriv. What? Why does it say just like you do it by hashlam? B'chi ma'al lemanu mishar zevach hashlam. Me'ata. What are we learning exactly from mishar zevach hashlam? Zok the gemara reize b'olamed v'nim salamed. It seems like from the pasuk that we're trying to learn something out from Zevach Shlomim. Really, what's happening is we're learning as Zevach Shlomim from Parakor Mashiach. Makish Shar Zevach Shlomim leParakor Mashiach. Ma Parakor Mashiach yesh b'meilah, just like Parakor Mashiach, which is kachi kachi mechayim already, so it has meilah. So Dira has meilah on the murim after you shechted. Af Shar Zevach Shlomim yesh b'meilah. That's the pasuk. The hekesh in the pasuk, Kashurim Zevach Shlomim, teaching us something for Shlom. That just like Parker and Mashiach has Mila, Shar Zevach Shlom has Mila as well. And that's the Makar that the Chalev has Mila. Omle Rav Chanina, Ke'ura Zu, Shoshana Rebbe, is there anything wrong with what Rebbe had a different drasha? Rebbe darshaned from the Pasuk, Kol Chalev Lashem, Kol Chalev Lashem, Lashem is Lashem, it goes Lashem, as Mila, Le Rabbe is Emuri Kachi Kalam Mila. Rebbe had a different drasha. Your drasha is from Kasher, Yura Mashar Zevach Shlom. But Rebbe had a different drasha. Kol chayav l'Hashem. It's marba emuri kol chakam lilo. Amabaya itzrich dikos of rachmana. We need both drashas. I'll tell you why. You need a drasha of kol chayav l'rabbis emuri kol chakam lilo, and you also need the pasuk kashyur mashar zevach hashlom. So he says, you know why? Like this. Dikos of rachmana chayav have mina chayav in yisaras v'shtei kloyes loy. Maybe you think dafka chayav has mila, but the other emurim like the yisaras v'shtei kloyes doesn't have mila. Kos rachmana kashyurim, which includes all the murim. Because we're going to cast yuram, have amina, chelev aliyah less bashar. One of the things that the murim that are not by a shar is the aliyah. By a keves, you have a aliyah which you makir on the mizbeach, the tail. Mashenkin, a shar doesn't have a tail, much of a tail, and if there's no din by a shar that you makir the aliyah on the mizbeach, there's no din aliyah. So maybe there, that wouldn't have Isser Me'ilah. Kosh Rachmona Kol Chelev Timarba the Aliyah. Aliyah is not really Chelev. Aliyah is really meat. So Rashi brings down, because the Pasuk says Chelbaya Aliyah Tamima. In the Pasuk where it says that you're makir by a keves the Aliyah, it calls a Chelbaya Aliyah Tamima. It's a fat piece of meat. It's not the same thing as a piece of fat, but it's a fat piece of meat, and it's called Chelbaya Aliyah. Therefore, you can Marba from Kol Chelev that includes the Aliyah. The Pasuk says in regards to or when you're bringing the keves, it says in kesev u'makriv, and it says in the pasuk, behikriv mizevach hashlom ish l'Hashem chelboy ha'aliyot mimo l'umas ha'otze yisirena. This is clear in the pasuk that it's called chel ba'aliyah. So bottom line is this: why do you have two pesukim? One pasuk, kashu, just said kol chelev, you would say only the chelev, but not the yisaras ha'kavan and shnei klois. And if it just said kashu yuram, which includes all the imurim have the milah, but it wouldn't include aliyah, because aliyah is done by a par. You don't have you're not makav aliyah. That wouldn't be, you wouldn't know there. That's aser al milah. That's in the kol chelev. That's in the both pesukim.
The kol is not chelev, right?
Not chelev. No.
We're trying to figure out where do we know chelev from?
We know chelev from the word kol chelev Hashem. Now
kashurim.
No. The question is, why do you need kashurim? That was the question. Why do you need both pesukim to marve mila? Why need kash yuram and kol chelev to marve? We need two pesukim to marve mila. We have already kol chelev says everything. Zok tomar no kol chelev wouldn't be marve yisera shakav shtei klois. How do you know those imurim? Those are things you makom asbech. Those are imurim yisera shtei klois. How do you know it's mila on that? So if I ask the other pesukim kol chelev, how do you know mila on that? You would know mila.
I understand why you know.
Yeah. It is. No. Kash yuram is also because it says chelev in the pasuk also. It says it's also chelev. Also, it has chelev there also, yeah. Because it's one of the imurim you bring on the bottom line is, the only thing missing from kashurim is the aliyah. That's the truth. The only thing missing from kashurim is the aliyah. And that you learn from kol chelev. That's what really comes out. Because everything else is included kashurim, because by a par kerem Mashiach, you do bring the chelev. You do have all the things that has by, it says in the pasuk, Ves kol chelev parachatos yoram imenu. Es a chelev machasa al kerev. Ves kol chelev asher al kerev. Ves te akloyos. Ves a chelev asher alayim. Asher al ksolim. Ves a seres vala kovet al kloyos rena. Kashi yuram. Asher zavach zlom. Mektir bakoyin. All the chelev is included in the pasuk. The only thing missing is the aliyah. So the truth is, the only thing you need kolchela for is for the aliyah. That's all you need it for. And if it's kolchela, what would be missing? Is Sarah Shadei Klois. Therefore, we need both. Very good shmak upshad in the Gemara. Only Rav Mori, Rav Zvid, if that's the truth, if it's called, if aliyah tell me kolchela is marba aliyah, right? So aliyah is kolchela. So aliyah akrichela, titzav achila. So also achila, we know from the pasuk that we learned before that all chela is also achila. So maybe aliyah should be also to eat. You shouldn't be able to eat the aliyah. And we know you're allowed to eat aliyah. Today we don't eat aliyah because we cut the whole hind and animal all off. But betzem, aliyah is mutav achila. So what's going on over here? It should be also achila because it should be like, it's called chela. The pasuk says, when the pasuk says the nali eat chelev, the lashon of the pasuk is kol chelev shor v'chesev eiz loyseichel, and it includes them all together in one package. Shor chesev eiz daba shava b'shor v'chesev eiz. It has to be certain chelev that's included in all three. And since the shor doesn't have aliyah, so therefore, it's not included in the iser, but it has to be noy b'kulam. And eiz also doesn't have aliyah. Shor and eiz don't have aliyah. So it's not, the Isser Chelev, it doesn't apply to the Aliyah because it's not Shava, it's not equal by all three. That is the Gemara's Pshat. Rav Ash tries another Pshat, attempts another Pshat, to explain why the Aliyah is not us. It's Chelev, and that's really the limud from Kol Chelev that it has a Din Me'ilah. So first Teretz was, Kulagabi, the Isser Chelev to eat, it says Shark Kasveis, it has to be equal by all three. Rav Ash, you have a different Teretz. It's called Chel Be'aya, but Chel Stom is not called Chel Stom, lo Yikri. So if that's the case, you tell me it's not called regular Chel. So how do you marry Kol Chel? Shouldn't have Me'ila either then. If you tell me that it's a unique thing, it's called Chel Be'aya, it's not called Chel regular. So then why is it Me'ila? Rav Ash's Pshat is no good. We're going to go with Rav Zvid's Pshat that it has to be Shava to Shor and Chesed and Eis. Talk to Gemara about it. Masha Inkein Bedam. Dam does not have Me'ila, does not have Noiser, does not have pickles, does not have tummy. What's the pshat? No, I Oma Ulo, Oma Kra. So the first Gemara is going to handle specifically Me'ila. No, I Oma Ulo, Oma Kra Pasuk says, by Dam, it says, Lashon Lachem. It says, Ki Adam, it says, Ki Nefesh Abbas of Adam, who? He. Vani Nesativ Lachem Ala Mezbech, Lachapa Naf Shesechem, Ki Adam, who Benefesh Shechapa. And it says, "Vani esatev lachem al mazbeach lachaper." And we darshin lachem shlachem yeh. It should be yours. No meila. It's yours. It's not mine. Because Baruch was saying it's yours, not mine. No meila on that. That's drash number one. Drash number two. The very b'shval tana. The pasuk says lachaper, and that pasuk says lachaper lachapara esatev lo meila. I gave it to you for chapara and not for meila. Rabbi Yechon Omar Omakra, who it says the pasuk of this in that same pasuk, ki adam hu benefesh lachaper. And we darshin that it stays constant. Who? He will fnei kapara or klach kapara? Before kapara was klach kapara. Malach kapara ima milo. Just like after kapara, we know it's no milo. Why not? Because nase mitzvah. So you did the mitzvah with the damer. It's no milo. Af fnei kapara, ein by milo. It's no milo. So these are the three drashas we have. Lachem, shalchem yeh. Le kapara masat v'lo milo. Rabbi Yechon says, who will fnei kapara or klach kapara? So to Gemara, why don't you say the opposite? Ve'ema hu lach kapara fnei kapara. Why is it the opposite? Maybe really it is Mila. I don't dash like this. Just like the Fnei Kapara does Mila. If you don't have a Mila, then the Fnei Kapara does Mila. Aflach Kapara Yosh Mila. How do you know which way direction to go? Who means it has to be the same? Okay, good. So we're saying, just like after Kapara does Mila, before Kapara does Mila. Maybe it's the opposite. Just like before Kapara does Mila, after Kapara does Mila also. So tomorrow it's impossible to make such a drasha. Why? Because Eloch Dova Shanasa Mitzvah and Mailam. There's no such thing in the world that something that the mitzvah is done that you have Mila. Faith of Aloy, no such thing in the world, Aloy. But Chumas Adeshan, the Nasa Mitzvah, Chumas Adeshan, after you separated the ashes from the Mizbeach, every day there's a mitzvah in the morning, take off a shovel full of Deshan off the Mizbeach, and they placed it on the side of Mizbeach. And it says, a Moilim Boy, the Chsiv, a Soma Yetz Mizbeach. And why is it a Soma Yetz Mizbeach? Because you have to bury it on the side of Mizbeach, because Asa Bahana, it needs Geniza. So you see, even after the mitzvah is done, the ashes, the mitzvah is the haktara, and the mitzvah is done already with all those ashes, still the ashes are asur bahana. Even though it's already all burnt up and there's nothing left, no, that mitzvah is done. So you see, there's something nasa mitzvah, so there is mila. So why don't we learn that from there, that you see, that even nasa mitzvah can have mila. So the Gemara should have a chumas dashan with the kuna shtekzum ba'gechad. Chumas dashan, a big dekuna shtekzum ba'gechad. Big Dekuna, we're talking about what? Big Dekuna is the four begadim that the Kohen Gadol used on Yom Kippur, the halacha is he has to take it off and he puts it in Gneza, even though it's the same exact clothing that a Kohen Hedid could wear. So why can't the Kohen Hedid wear it the rest of the year? Well, why not? Teretz says, no, it's Asa Bahana. Nasa Metzvasa. So here we have another place where, even though Nasa Metzvasa, it's Asa B'me'ila. So the Gemara inside. There's only one the Rabban who say from the pasuk that says that the fasha is big day abad that shalavash v'voya lekayish v'nicham sham means you put in gniza good. So you see it's also bad not even after mitzvasa. El Rav Dois Tomash Lo Yishtam Shmuel Mekumur Achar. He learns v'nicham sham means that the kohen gadol can't use it next year, but the kohen gadol could use it the whole year. So Ma'ik Lameima, what do you see? There's the isamila. There's also the exuvim. We have Chumas Adeshan and Egla Rufa. With there also you find after the mitzvah is done, what's Egla Rufa referring to? That even though you did the mitzvah already, chopped off the head, it says in the pasuk, "V'arfu sham," and we darshan sham take v'rasa. It has to be buried there. It means it has to be buried there because it's asa ba'ana. So, if you learn melamdim, what are you going to say then? Why learn from there? Even ask the mitzvah, so he still has me'ilah. So, to Gemara, Trei mi'uti, top on base now, Trei mi'uti k'sivi. Both those psukim, Sai Chuma Sadeshan, and Sai Egarufa have a mi'it. K'siv hacha, k'siv hacha, k'siv hacha. K'siv v'samay, only this. And Hasam k'siv v'arufa says, ha'arufa, only the Egla ha'arufa has that it doesn't, that even as the mitzvah, it still has me'ilah. Very good. Shmak, we have three drushes now, there's no me'ilah madam. Now the Gemara wants to know, we have three drushes. What do you need three drushes for? Teretz is, what are the three drushes? Lechem, lechapara, and who? So what do you do, what does the other man, the Yerma, do the other two drushes? So Mar's an answer, very simple. That we really need three mi'utim here. We need a mi'ut for me'ilah, for noisar, and for tumah. We need a mi'ut for all three things. So everyone else will use the other two for the other two. The other two drashas are for the other two things you have to in mind. But tlasa kroy lomali, why need three psukim, bedam? Why need three psukim, bedam? You need hu, lechaper, and lechem. Chad lemutim v'noisa, wants to exclude the din noisa from dam. V'chad lemutim v'ilo, there's no v'ilo. V'chad lemutim v'tuma, there's no din of tuma if someone, a kohen was tummy Thomas Aguf and he ate the dam, it's not chayav mishum tuma. You know, he caught him, but tuma, no, there's no chayav, that's the meat. Avam a pigol etzarakra, but you don't need a meat for pigol, why? It's not, kol shiyesh la matirim, bein la'odum em esbeach, anything that has a matir. For example, imurim abasa, so after you spritz the dam on the esbeach, you'll have to eat it, you'll have to bring the imurim on esbeach, that has a matir. Chayav mishum pigol. The dam gufi matir, the dam itself is the matir. Another example of a matir is a koimitz. Koimitz is no dim pigol on it because the koimitz itself is matir the rest of the mincha. Ketiris, where the whole thing in makriv, that's also matir. So these things, that doesn't need a mi'ut. So the bottom line is, why have three mi'utim? One for pigol, one for noisar, tamei, and me'ila. Pigol does not need a mi'ut. Hadr alach, perikol abasar, belina there.